From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A ceasefire has begun in Syria with nearly 100 groups committing to observing a cessation of hostilities. The truce was brokered by the United States and Russia and took effect at 22 hours UTC on Friday. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. Less than 1 hour before the temporary truce went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal in New York. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the resolution offers hope that the violence could end.
And if this collapses, we will lose the most tangible opportunity we have had in a very long time to reduce the suffering of the Syrian people and to create space for finding a political solution that will finally bring them peace.
At the same meeting, UN Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura announced that if the truce holds and humanitarian aid access continues, he will convene intra-Syrian peace talks in Geneva beginning March 7th. The truce does not apply to Islamic State and the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front terror groups. Iranians cast their ballots Friday for the first time since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. 55 million Iranians were registered to vote for members of the conservative-dominated parliament, as well as the 88-member Assembly of Experts. The Assembly monitors the work of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has the final say on Iran's foreign policy. The vote might provide the first clue as to whether key Western proponents of the deal will get what they hoped for, a more moderate, open Iran. This is VOA News. At least 10 people were killed, and more than 30 others were injured in two powerful explosions and gunfire in the Somali capital Friday evening. Witnesses reported a truck filled with explosives was detonated at a security checkpoint near the Hotel SYL in Mogadishu around 7:45 p.m. local time. The Somalian government said it had so far confirmed the deaths of 10 people, including at least four attackers. Witnesses and security sources say the death toll is twice that number. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump has won the endorsement of one of his former rivals, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who said that Trump had the best chance to win the November election. The endorsement could give Trump a boost ahead of next week's crucial Super Tuesday nominating contests, in which 12 states hold primaries or caucuses. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders face off Saturday in the South Carolina primary. Clinton has won the Iowa and Nevada caucuses. Sanders took the New Hampshire primary. The International Football Federation has elected Gianni Infantino as its new president. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the 45-year-old Infantino has promised to reorganize world football's scandal-tainted governing body.
Gianni Infantino won with a majority in the second round of voting, gaining 115 votes from the representatives of 209 nations. He pledged to rebuild the scandal-hit organization.
I want to work with all of you together, with all of you, in order to restore and rebuild a new era in FIFA, a new era in FIFA where we can put again football in the center of the stage.
Gianni Infantino faces the task of restoring the image of a body that has become a byword for corruption. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than first thought at the end of last year, but as Mil Arcega reports, growth was still disappointingly slow.
U.S. domestic output slowed in the last 3 months of 2015, hurt in part by weaker growth overseas, plunging oil prices, and a strong dollar. Many analysts expect growth will speed up later this year as consumers benefit from an improving job market and lower gasoline costs. All told, the U.S. economy expanded by 2.4% in 2015. Mil Arcega, VOA News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow ended lower, as did the S&P 500, but the Nasdaq finished higher. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.